Glory to you, God, whose power always is working in us, doing more than we could ask or imagine. Amen. So where to focus? Each of today's readings spoke to me in a different way. I felt I could launch with either of them, any of them. But the second reading from Paul, his letter to the Romans with images of slavery, gave me pause. The issue of slavery, we think it is over. The Emancipation Proclamation, an executive order issued by Abraham Lincoln on January 1, 1863, proclaimed the freedom of 3.1 million slaves of the nation's 4 million. And immediately 50,000 were freed. The rest were freed as the Union armies advanced. Yes, since the beginning of time in the history of nations, clans, and tribes, slavery has been an institution. One group overcoming another and taking the losers as slaves. Now, during the time of Paul, slaves made up as much as one-third the entire population of the Roman Empire. Some people were born into slavery. Some were sent into slavery through military conquest. And some even sold themselves as slaves to pay off debts. But in this letter, Paul does not address or challenge the institution of slavery. Paul was writing to people who had slaves, knew of slaves, or were themselves slaves, and were surrounded by Roman military occupation. In other words, control and being controlled was their condition. So into this environment, Paul preached about the interior freedom of life in Jesus Christ. He invited his listeners, these early Christian converts, to know that freedom was possible even in the midst of oppression. So Paul used the image of slavery to describe the control that personal sin can have over us. It was a metaphor they could understand, but a metaphor we might think not appropriate today. Yet I believe the issue of slavery is not over. Human nature, being what it is, can find itself enslaved. Many, if not most of us, are affected by or controlled by someone or something. And that's hard to admit. We face slavery to obsessions, habits, compulsions, and addictions. So I asked myself, where am I enslaved? Where am I not free? I'm afraid I was able to come up with a list, but I will only share a few. First, I am enslaved to expectations. I expect to act the right way all the time. I am enslaved to should. I should do this. I should not do that. And I'm especially enslaved to time and being efficient as I can be. To squeeze the most out of myself in any 24 hours. So, for instance, last Monday, on my day off, I was trying to be as efficient as possible. So I, first of all, started the laundry while cooking soup stock, paid bills, pulled weeds, washed my dog, returned some phone calls, and finally went to the store to get food for the week. I efficiently got what I needed, and it was time to check out. Then the hard part. I had to let go of my control of time. there was one checker, and the line was getting longer. I was fourth in line. You bet I counted. And then all of a sudden, two checkers appeared, and one went to the man in front of me who had only one item. So I followed him. As we arrived at the checker station, someone at the end of the line, who was close to the checker who was opening up his station, cut right in front of me. And I, without pausing to think, said, "Excuse me." I was so surprised that I said anything and could not believe my tone of voice. She looked at me, I looked at her, and she said, "Whatever," and left for another line. You might say this is a small thing, but is it? I think of myself as a Christian wholeheartedly, but in that moment of enslavement to efficiency and time, I was not free enough to let go of my agenda. I was embarrassed and convicted. Suppose this stranger happens to be in church today and sees me in the pulpit. I would not blame her for calling me a hypocrite. And that's hard to admit. But I can fall victim to blind efficiency and independence. I can take two steps forward in my Christian walk and slide three back. But St. Paul understood human nature, and that is what he addressed in this letter to the Romans. According to Paul, humans are always under obligation to something. Therefore, he writes, "You are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness." As theologian David Loss puts it, the question is, therefore, not whether you will follow something or someone, but what or who will you follow? Will you follow your passions or self-control? Will you follow ambition or honor? Will you follow the promises you made or believe yourself exempt from these requirements? So it's not a question of whether, but of what. And Paul urges Christians to be slaves, not of unrighteousness, doing whatever you want, regardless of the consequences to others, but to righteousness, a life in service to others and God. So a quick "excuse me" to a fellow customer in a market is not a righteous Christian thing to do. There are no excuses. But all of us have become good with excuses and justifications. And one of the reasons we have become so good at our excuses is because of personal independence. We want health care without restrictions, wages without taxes, and cell phone plans without limits. Meanwhile, with our need for personal independence, we have slipped into becoming slaves. Theologian Shanthia Monroe states, "Some people are slaves to physical fitness, arranging their lives and relationships around trips to the gym and rigorous workouts. Some people are slaves to personal wealth and are guided by the whims of Wall Street. Some are slaves to fashion, and fashion is a fickle master indeed. If you want to know who your master is, pay attention to what occupies your thoughts and how you spend your time and money. We are all serving someone or something. Who are you serving? It is amazing how well Paul addresses our issues in this one little section in Romans. Paul knows that we often choose what is easiest and that sacrificing short-term gratification for long-term happiness and eternal blessing is difficult. So what is the way through negative addictions, self-centered behavior, fear of losing control, or anything that enslaves rather than sets free? It begins with our baptism into Christ. And through that relationship, we have the grace, the strength, and the power to do the right thing. So as Paul emphasizes in verse 17, the very reason God liberates us from sin is so that we may become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which we are entrusted. Secondly, we need to appreciate that being here Sunday morning, belonging to a Christian community like this St. Francis Parish, will help us remember the promises of God and encourage each other in lives of righteousness. And lastly, pray for help to be Christian. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Ask for guidance, inspiration. Be in the moment with respect and care. As humorist Dave Barry once said, a person who is nice to you, but not nice to the waiter, is not a nice person. God calls us to be more than nice to one another. God calls us to righteousness, a life in service to others and to God. This Christian journey involves a willingness to be transformed into God's love for others. It is as simple and as difficult as that. But we can do it. The grace and peace of Christ is with us, inviting us to let go of those habits that enslave. So, even though the issue of slavery is still a part of human nature, freedom will be found in a very contrary way. The more we focus on doing God's will, the freer we will become. The more we are honest with ourselves, the clearer will be the light of Christ in us. Amen.